The forced evacuation of a new 36-storey apartment complex in Sydney has raised questions around the boom-burdened building industry in Australia's major cities. Thousands of residents of Opal Tower in Olympic Park have been evacuated a second time while the builder conducts a 10-day investigation. They were first forced out of their homes on Christmas Eve after a crack was found on the 10th floor of the 392 apartment complex. While the building's been declared safe, there is concern the damage points to wider problems in the industry, something the developer rejects. The New South Wales government has launched an inquiry into Opal Tower. It's led by a panel of experts, including Mark Hoffman, the Dean of Engineering at UNSW. Mark, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Cathy.
How confident can residents be that the building is safe, or is this something that you'll be investigating as part of your inquiry?
It's something that we'll be investigating, though the building to be actually unsafe would be quite a significant change to what we normally see in built construction in Australia.
So residents reported hearing loud cracks. There was the sense of the building shifting. I think the police said the building moved 1 or 2 millimetres. What do you know so far about what happened to the building on Christmas Eve?
I was on site yesterday and I did see cracking in some of the concrete components of the building, but how extensive that is and whether and how significant it is undetermined.
I mean, I think the building's developer is saying the damage is restricted to an internal wall. Is that your sense, or is it too early to say?
It's too early to say. There is certainly some cracking observable on an internal wall, but we need to look at a lot of different locations in the building, and that's just going to take some time, and it's why the residents have been moved out.
Mark, the apartment complex only opened earlier this year. It was completed in August. How common is this kind of structural issue in buildings like this?
What tends to happen is that buildings are designed to very strict codes, particularly in Australia, and then they're built according to those designs. And then there's various checks along the way to determine that that's actually happened. So there's a lot of different stages that we have to investigate as a part of this process.
Well, certainly concerns been raised by one industry figure. Ross Taylor heads a waterproofing consultancy. He wrote an opinion piece a couple of days ago in the Sydney Morning Herald, and he made the point that the Opal Tower architect, structural engineer and builder were all respected players in the industry, but he believes that this is a pattern emerging industry-wide. Do you share those concerns?
I think it's probably a bit premature to make those sorts of assertions. There's certainly a lot of construction happening and there's a lot of innovation taking place, but it's probably unreasonable at this stage
His point was, though, that there are many new buildings with structural problems not making the headlines, and he, in his piece, listed a few. Is there a need to perhaps take a broader look at what's going on under the apartment boom?
That's something that we'll be considering as a part of our review of this case. And the state government's asked us to make recommendations, not just for this building, but potentially in how issues such as this can be dealt with in the future.
You talked about, I guess, you know, the sort of innovations that we're seeing, and perhaps that could potentially raise issues. But I guess the question that most people would have, and it certainly came to my mind immediately, is how much pressure developers and builders are placing on designers to reduce time and cost in these projects, which are, you know, proliferating across most of the major cities.
The process is put in place. The design engineers have considerable experience. The company that did this project is a multinational company. So even if there was pressure being put in place, they're quite robustly accredited. They've got a lot of, shall we say, expertise and strength behind them. So I wouldn't actually say that this would be affecting what they were doing and they would be rushing work.
Is there a question around fast-tracking of these projects, which is some criticism that the New South Wales government has copped, and also around certification?
At this stage, I wouldn't be able to comment on that. I think fast-tracking projects wouldn't actually come into the work that's done by the builders and the engineers who design it.
Right. Will you be looking at certification then as part of your inquiry?
Could you please repeat the question? I just dropped out.
Will you be looking at certification as part of your inquiry? Because it's certainly something that's been raised as a concern.
No, we'll be looking at the higher level concepts. We won't be looking at the details of certification processes because that's not our expertise.
So what about the sort of broader question of responsibility? As I mentioned, this is not a unique case. We've certainly heard complaints around the country about dodgy construction. There's some estimates that up to 85% of new buildings contain some sort of defect. I guess that's probably not surprising given the extent of some of these projects. But do we have a system in place that ensures that developers are forced to take responsibility? And what sort of protections are there for owners?
Probably the first point is when you say there's 85% of buildings have defects, that includes defects are everything from the paint being the wrong colour through to very significant construction issues. We have very robust processes here in Australia for looking at all of those, but it's probably not really my place to comment on the detail of those.
Okay. And just going back to Opal Tower in particular, are there issues around this site, Sydney Olympic Park? Is there an issue around building large structures on reclaimed land?
The construction of buildings on reclaimed land happens the world over. It's not something that's unique in any way, including in Australia. So I probably wouldn't be appropriate to comment as to whether it was a case here because it's something that needs to be looked at. But I should just sort of emphasise that this idea of building on reclaimed land is very, very common.
Based on that, though, then are you still looking at or is there a look at what is happening with other buildings in that Sydney Olympic Park area?
At this stage, we're looking at the Opal Tower.
That's it. So you've mentioned that you're sort of looking at the big issues around this as part of your inquiry. I'm assuming that you will be working with the builders who are conducting their own investigation at the moment?
We'll be speaking to the builders, the design engineers, the state government has basically asked us to speak to whoever we feel is appropriate. And it's important that we do speak with them because we need to get information from them, ask how things were done, and it all helps to expedite the process.
So what specific questions have you been asked to look into by the government?
We've been asked to essentially ascertain what's actually happened in the building, why it's happened, and potential ways of addressing these issues in the future.
And when will you report?
It's very difficult to say. I was on site yesterday for 3 hours. I only started this yesterday morning, and depending on what we find as we continue to look, we'd then be able to make some sort of determination on timelines.
Okay, so the New South Wales government hasn't set you a timetable?
No.
Well, good luck.
Like everybody else, I think they would like it to be some information to come out as quickly as possible.
Oh, I'm sure the residents are certainly keen for that information.
Yes, yes.
Mark Hoffman, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you.
That's Professor Mark Hoffman. He's the Dean of the University of New South Wales Engineering School, and he's one of the panel of experts that's been appointed to the New South Wales Government Inquiry into Sydney's Opal Tower.